You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Mayer. And joining us down the line is Jane Foley, a senior FX strategist for Rabobank. Jane, it's good to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Let's start off with the dollar, as obviously it's had a bit of a boost with speculation that the Fed's going to raise rates in March. So what do you make of this?
Well, if we saw, we saw the minutes come out last night, and the dollar didn't get any upside pressure on the back of this. And the reason for this is that at the minutes, whilst they suggest that the Fed perhaps would like to hike interest rates, that they did also suggested that perhaps the Fed isn't quite there in terms of going for March. Now, our take on this is that the Fed perhaps is aiming for June, but really, in order just to guarantee that we'd get something for June, we still think that we need to see something in the form of more inflation pressures, further good payrolls numbers, and of course, nothing too untoward from in terms of trade policy or indeed from shocks in Europe or China. So we're still sceptical that whilst the Fed would like to go in June, whether or not it will actually get there.
But isn't it the case that, you know, the Janet Yellen and friends are basically doves? They don't really want to raise rates at all. They've got Trump in the White House, but who wants a normalization, but they're going to try and resist that for as long as possible. And so we're just seeing the usual dithering that we've had for the last couple of years now.
I think that's probably true. If you go back to last year, then certainly we did see a lot of dithering. I think, again, the Fed probably would like to have hiked rates, but they didn't want to be premature. And in the event, of course, last year we got one interest rate hike when the Fed had previously signaled that they could indeed have hiked four times. And indeed, we do see risk that a similar set of circumstances may unfurl this year. The Fed has signaled that they would like to go three times. We think they may, again, only end up going once. But I do think there are significant differences this year, and that is because I think the Fed needs to be more reactive now, and more than in the last few years the politics, the fiscal policy is coming into the driving seat, and that means that the Fed has to react to what Donald Trump may or may not do, and that means their forward guidance actually may be less maybe of less use to the markets than it has been in previous years.
I just want to talk about the euro, because beginning of the week it looked as though that was heading for the abyss with Marine Le Pen sort of high in the polls, etc. Is the euro still a barometer of how the French election may go?
Well, it certainly is. I mean, yesterday, of course, the euro did see a boost. We had Macron's campaign boosted, and the likelihood that the centrist politicians in France would again see a clearer pace towards victory. However, we must say, although we've seen an awful lot of insurance being taken, if you like, by market participants this month, a lot of it remains inside the eurozone. So, for instance, that the widening this month that we've seen between the yield spreads between bunds and French oats, that describes a movement of capital, but all within the eurozone. So the euro, yes, it is a good barometer, but it's not perhaps the most accurate barometer of the risk that that the market has seen with respect to the French election.
So it sounds like a bit of shuffling of the chairs on the Titanic or something like that at the moment. But as far as the euro, I mean, the euro has been weak. But do you think is 105 just a natural level there for it?
Well, 105 certainly looks relatively nearby, given that we're still a way off from the French elections. We've got, of course, the first round in April. The second round isn't until May. So certainly that there is the potential that we could get political upsets in that sort of time horizon. And whilst 105 is therefore quite possible, we must also think, well, the opinion polls are suggesting that Le Pen is still unlikely to win that second round. That suggests that there may be the possibility actually of relief rallies for the euro later on in this spring. So indeed, that effect, the fact that the opinion polls are still suggesting that she is unlikely to win, may mean that the market is reluctant to take euro dollar significantly below that 105 level.
Right, and just the other highlight of the week, Mark Carney delivering his words of wisdom, inverted commas, to the Treasury Committee. What did we get from that?
Well, I suppose we got an acknowledgement that their forecasts were far too gloomy. I mean, he did try and place some blame on others, suggesting that his referendum or post-referendum forecasts for the UK economy weren't as bad as some other forecasters. He also said that it perhaps the surveys of business confidence were just too gloomy. So he did suggest that it wasn't all of the bank's fault. But certainly it is interesting that whilst the bank have now revised up their expectations for growth in the UK economy this year, it's coming at a time when actually there's some more worrying economic data. And I say that because of the retail sales, both in December and January, have been extremely gloomy. And not only that, when we had the release yesterday of the Q4 GDP number, although the headline figure looked good, actually within that we had some worrying indications, particularly on investment. It seems that investment in the last quarter of last year was weak, and that suggests that job creation growth further down the line could also be weak.
Super. Jane, thank you. Jane Foley there from Rabobank.